From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia and the U.S. narrow their differences over Syria. It's on to New York. The U.S. and Russia Tuesday agreed to hold a third meeting of the so-called International Syria Support Group on ending the Syrian conflict and charting the country's political future. The decision came after meetings in Moscow between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, President Vladimir Putin, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mr. Kerry appeared to back off a previous demand that Syria's President Bashar al-Assad must go.
The United States and our partners are not seeking so-called regime change, as it is known, in Syria. What we have said is that we don't believe that Assad himself has the ability to be able to lead the future Syria, but we focus today not on our differences about what can or can be done immediately about Assad. We focused on a process.
Following Friday's meeting in New York, a draft resolution is expected for the Security Council to consider on a transition in Syria. A rebel leader in the Central African Republic has declared an autonomous state in the north after rejecting elections meant to stabilize the country. A spokesman for Nur ed-Din Adam, who heads a faction of the Salika militia group, said Tuesday the Republic of Logone was proclaimed December 14th. He also called for cancellation of Sunday's constitutional referendum and the upcoming December 27th presidential and legislative elections. Adam is currently on U.S. and U.N. sanctions lists for obstructing peace in CAR. The country, meanwhile, awaits results of Sunday's referendum. Most voters went to the polls, but polling was extended to Monday in a few areas because of election violence. The Red Cross said clashes in Bangui killed 5 and wounded at least 20 on Sunday. This is VOA News.